Savvy Savings with Amanda is a special segment that appears in every episode of the Rock on the Money podcast. You can find Amanda on Twitter and Instagram at Agile Amanda, as well as our Facebook group. For more information, head on over to rockonthemoney.com. And now, here's Savvy Savings with Amanda. All right, Amanda, it's your time. It's time for Savvy Savings.
Well, today's topic is about your water bill and reducing your bill. If you've reduced your bill just $25 a month, which I think is completely achievable, that would save you $300 a year. So a couple of quick tips for you, Craig.
Yes.
First of all, you can install low flow toilets. And what I've learned, because we recently did a renovation, is that a number of counties actually would give you a rebate on your water bill or have other incentives to swap out your old toilets with low flow toilets.
Really?
They will. Yeah, you got to look into it, though. Not every county or not every utility company offers that, but sometimes it's an option. And just doing that swap will save 2 to 5 gallons per flush.
I'm actually getting ready to change out all my toilets. There's the current builder stock American standard from 2003.
And
I really want to swap them out. I've never changed a toilet. Is it difficult?
Yeah. Well, it's messy.
I mean, don't you put like that clay bead around the pipe and just screw it down or something? Or no, it's probably
I hear it's
more
harder than it looks. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll watch a YouTube video.
You can watch a YouTube video, and worst case, you can call on an expert. Ugh. But if you don't have it in your budget to swap out your toilets because that isn't a planned expense, then that's totally fine. You can get similar savings by adding. I guess my grandmother used to add bricks to the toilet tank. So anything you can put in there that'll take up space for the water will save you some water there as well.
Okay. I don't mean to be gross here, but if you don't have the water in the tank and you have an older toilet, how do you get the, stuff to go down?
I'm not understanding the question.
Well, no, because if you put like bricks in your tank.
In the
and
tank.
And you're taking up the volume of the water. And I go take a number two
I mean, it's still, you're still leaving plenty of water in there. You're not filling up the whole tank.
Oh, okay.
It's like one brick.
I went to Taco Bell and then I come home?
All right. Pass.
Okay. Pass. Next.
All right. So the next tip is you can add aerators to your faucet. You can pick those up at your local hardware store, and that can save you 17 to 27 gallons per day.
Really?
And these aerators, what they do, you just attach it, install them into your faucet, and they infuse the water stream with some air, and then it also builds up the pressure a little bit.
Wow. That's a lot of water a day.
It is a lot. Yeah. The next tip, you can take shorter showers.
No. Come on, I have limits to what I'm going to do here.
It saves 2.5 gallons per minute. So just 1 minute would save you 2.5 gallons. It also, incidentally, and we'll talk about this in one of our future Savvy Savings segments, the shorter showers saves on your energy bill for your water heater.
Well, I do turn down the heat on my water tank. I did do that.
Another tip, you can use your dishwasher instead of hand washing dishes. Dishwashers use an average of 6 gallons for the entire cycle, and hand washing uses 2 gallons per minute. So if it's taking you more than 3 minutes to wash your dishes, you're wasting water. Now, if you do like my husband and hand wash first and then dishwash, then, you're in real trouble when it comes to your water usage. So speaking of the dishwasher, another tip is to run your dishwasher and your washing machine when the loads are full to help reduce the number of loads that you need to use water for. So no half-filled racks.
Okay, so if there's only two of you in the house, how long does it take to fill the dishwasher up?
Are you asking me personally, or is this a rhetorical question?
Oh, I know. I'm asking you.
Well, it depends.
There's no rhetorical about this. Because when the kids leave the house, it takes a while to fill up your dishwasher. I was just curious.
So what happens is usually the top rack is full of coffee cups.
Well, okay. That's me.
So that fills up quickly. And then the bottom rack takes a little longer. But I have a lot of coffee cups. So sometimes they stop. We have to put them in the bottom rack if we don't use other dishes as quickly. But if Matt's cooking, then we fill up the dishwasher faster.
Okay. That's usually when I run the dishwasher is when I realize I'm out of coffee cups. I'm like, oh, crap. Yeah. I'm not going to have coffee in the morning.
Right. So, yeah. Well, yeah. I drink tea usually, but yeah, yeah. Same thing.
Gotcha.
So then the next tip, don't let the, and I think most people have heard this one before. This isn't breaking news or anything, but don't let the water run while you're brushing your teeth or shaving. Mm. Yep. So that's it. Do you have any ideas on how to save on your water bill, Craig?
No. I have nothing.
Will you start using any of these ideas?
I would, you know, I'm just going to throw it out there. I think the water bill would greatly depend on your location geographically, where you are in the United States. Like if you're in Florida, I think you're using a lot more water than I am in the Mid-Atlantic.
Why would you say that?
We don't have to water our lawn in the wintertime.
Oh, yeah. I don't water my lawn. Yeah. It just does. Oh, the other thing ran across today. So speaking of Florida, where we have pools year round, you want to put like a solar cover on your pool because you lose a lot of water to evaporation.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah. So that's it. Yeah.
I was shocked about the aerators, 17 to 27 gallons per day.
Yeah, that's
I'm
crazy.
Not taking shorter showers. Next to coffee, that's a necessity to start my day.
Well, maybe you're already taking an efficient shower. We don't know.
Oh, I am efficient.
There you go. If you're already down to the bare minimum, there's not much you can shorten it.
Okay, great. Just a reminder, folks, check out rockonthemoney.com for links to all of the locations where you can subscribe to the podcast, direct links to Spotify, Apple, Google, TuneIn, all of them are listed right there on the front page of the website. Plus, we have all the podcasts hosted right there on the website so you can listen to it. We also break down the podcast to each individual question and make it a separate post so you can easily find what you are looking for. We also have great articles, guides to tell you how to freeze your credit, how to buy a vehicle, everything located on the website. If you find this podcast to be of value, please share it with a friend. Let them know about us. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, that like button, wherever you're listening to the podcast. Let everybody else know that you love the podcast and help us spread the word. We're here for you. We're not charging anything for this. We're not selling anything. It's all for you. It's your community, and we're going to make this happen together. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you again next time right here at Rock on the Money. America's Rock Band USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.